All right. Little John has officially got us awake for today.
Lil. It's L-I-L.
Lil. Lil. Lil John from Lil, Kentucky.
No.
Is that right?
Don't ruin it. He's good.
Good enough. Good enough. Anyway, good morning. It's 6:46. Brock Hunter, the Plan B Morning Show. What's up? What it is, yo? What's the? I don't know. Ever since you made all of these bumpers, I'm in a much more gangster.
I got a few more too. They're gonna have to slip God. In there, man. You know.
But then you get mad at me when I keep them in too long, like the Barney one. You're like, get rid of them.
Somebody, hey, you know what? Somebody else complained about. It was Jesse from our fishing trip. Jesse's like, dude, when are you guys getting rid of the Barney one? I'm like, hey, I only thought it was gonna last like a couple weeks, maybe a month.
Yeah.
Barney one's been in there for over a year. Dude.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm keeping it forever and ever.
Why?
I told you.
No, I'm going to sneak into the archives and delete that damn thing.
You go ahead. You try, buddy boy. I got copies, all right? You go ahead. You go ahead. Anyway, we got to keep removing here. It's time for your rock news and rock history.
Here's your Plan B Morning Show rock news with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by AIR, Advanced Import Repair, M139 in Benton Harbor. Breathe easy with AIR owner John Van Lanningham. His crew going to get you taken care of and back on the road safely and quickly. Go see him. Well, hold on. I lost my story. I got it right here. Richie Faulkner wishes Judas Priest could make up with the guy he replaced, K.K. Downing. Faulkner told the In the Trenches with Ryan Roxy podcast, quote, "The whole situation with him and the band over the last 10 years to me has been totally unnecessary. It's been a bit of a crap show." He said something else, but and I don't know what it is. To me, music aside, they should maybe pick up the phone and just talk to each other as buddies and go and have a beer and just be pals. Faulkner, who replaced Downing after the guitarist left in 2011, added, quote, "I wish it was different. All that weirdness of the last 10 years didn't need to happen. If they parted on good terms, maybe things would be different now. But unfortunately, that didn't happen." Unfortunately, with all of this, Judas Priest has just been going through kind of a rough patch because they had the issue there when they were like, oh, no, we're going to go as a four-man group instead of five-man. And then they were going to take the guy that replaced the one guy and move him and not put him on the new tour. And then everyone was like, wait, what are you doing? Bring him back. And so they brought him back and there was a big hullabaloo. And now they're obviously
isn't there a point in your life where you're just like, I just going to grow up and look, just stop being petty. Hey, you lived your life a certain way for certain reasons.
Yeah.
And this group right here is a big part of that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Figure it out.
Well, if Guns N' Roses can bury the hatchet, if Axl and Slash can get on the phone and be like, yeah, why'd we fight all these years? We missed out on all this time to make great music and play. If Guns N' Roses can do it, Judas Priest certainly can, okay? Because I don't think anyone hated each other more than the Guns N' Roses fellas. I really don't.
I mean, dude, just agree to disagree and move on, you know? Like something. So, just quit pouting. Quit being stubborn.
It's been a decade. Figure it out, for God's sakes, all right? Anyway, so we'll see what happens. It just seems like it's been about every other week we have a Judas Priest story where it's not like, oh, everything's great. Everything's great. No, it's like, okay, well, there's a problem here and there's a problem there. Figure it out, Judas Priest, for God's sakes.
Come on.
Anyway. All right, that is your rock news. Let's take a look at your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
On this day in rock history, February 15th, 1976, unbelievably handsome and attractive, talented Brandon Boyd of Incubus was born in Los Angeles, California. It's annoying to me. Dude, he's a super attractive guy. So I think about maybe about 4 years ago, Kiki and I were doing a rock conference in Vegas, and Brandon Boyd was one of the guests there.
Brock, did you run up, give him a hug, and wrap your legs around him? Like
I did. I jumped up. He caught me. I nuzzled his shoulder. It was amazing.
Nuzzled.
No, what I had to do was keep Kiki from dropping an egg right there in the lobby when she got to. It's unbelievable. I've never seen a woman more awestruck. But you see him in person, you're like, son of a bitch, he's handsome. And then you realize, like, he's a poet, right? He writes all these great lyrics. He can sing. And it's like, okay, I have nothing. He's 6'2". So, I mean, like, right there, I have nothing that I could beat Brandon Boyd in. Nothing.
I had no chance.
And
you grab her hand, you walk the other way.
Yeah, pretty much. And here's the worst part, dude. And he's a super nice guy. I'm not going to, and I don't have a bad thing to say about him. But we were there kind of chatting. He's like, oh, yeah, well, hey, thanks. You know, what do you do? And we were talking to him. And we were just kind of talking about the new record. And then he looked down and he complimented Kiki's sneakers. She was wearing just a cool pair of, like, old Chucks. He's like, oh, man, I love your sneakers. I thought right there she was going to drop to her knees. I was like, this is it. This is how I lose. All he had to do was like, hey, I'm Brandon Boyd. I like your sneakers. I'll go. I was like, all right. Geez. All right. Come on now, Brandon Boyd. Leave some for the rest of us, man. Anyway. Happy birthday, buddy. There you go. That is your rock news and rock history for a Tuesday, brought to you by AIR. We'll be back.